If you've been following our news bulletins, you will have heard of an Israeli strike overnight in which Gazan journalists working for Al Jazeera are reported to have been killed. The Foreign Press Association, which represents international journalists stationed in Israel and the Palestinian territories, says it is outraged by Israel's killing of journalists in Gaza in a targeted strike overnight. And in the statement, the FPA says these colleagues were carrying out their duty as journalists and reporting on events as they occurred. The Israeli military has repeatedly labeled Palestinian journalists as militants, often without verifiable evidence, turning them into targets. The IDF has published documents, it says, shows that Al Jazeera reporter Anas al-Sharif, who was killed in the strike, was, and I'm quoting from the IDF, a terrorist operating under the guise of a journalist. A second journalist and three videographers were also killed in the strike, according to Al Jazeera. Now, joining me on the line is Rachel O'Donoghue, who is a senior editor at Honest Reporting. And she will help us unpack the facts, the narratives, and the implications of what really happened. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us. If I can start with what we know, can you walk us through the events as they've been reported so far about the killing of these journalists?
Yes. I mean, I think the best place to start is to take a bit of a snapshot of the media this morning, which really did show headlines that simply said, an Al Jazeera journalist has been killed. This is what we've seen throughout the day, that New York Times, CNN, we posted all of these online. These would suggest that Israel is wantonly, deliberately, recklessly targeting journalists. It's a narrative that we've seen since the very beginning of the war. And the fact is this man who was killed alongside his colleagues was not a journalist. Even the statement that, you know, has been included in some of these reports that says that the IDF has not provided evidence. Honest Reporting posted today clear photographic evidence of the opposite. This isn't even stuff that comes from the IDF. These are publicly available images of the man who was killed with Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Two images of them. They were clearly very close. This is not unverifiable. It's not hearsay. It's not make-believe from the IDF. This is clear, documented photos, evidence that the media chooses to ignore to instead present the image that Israel is targeting Palestinian journalists in the Strip. It is simply not true.
Rachel, let's start with this actual Al Jazeera, in inverted commas, reporter, Anas al-Sharif. What do we know about him? Who is he?
I mean, look, I don't know a great deal about this man. I know that he's a correspondent who was based out of Gaza reporting. I think he was based, as far as I know, I think somewhere near the north. Again, you know, we don't monitor Al Jazeera Honest Reporting, unless, of course, it's something very big. But for the specific reason that Al Jazeera itself is nothing more than the Qatari mouthpiece. It is not a legitimate news outlet, and we therefore do not treat it as such. We've seen this from countless stories that Al Jazeera published since the start of the war that it was forced to retract, sometimes very embarrassingly, including reports Al Jazeera published, reports that the IDF had trained dogs to rape and sexually assault Palestinians. These are absurd stories that Al Jazeera puts out there and are then, I mean, not that one specifically, but then reprinted by the international media. Al Jazeera has a sort of veneer of credibility, and yet it is not credible. Its staff are not credible people.
Rachel, this is obviously not the first time we're hearing this from Al Jazeera. I'm just thinking of that well-known case of Shireen Abu Akle, and the reports from Al Jazeera was that she was their reporter, that she was deliberately targeted by the Israeli army. And like you said at the beginning, there are these wanton kind of statements that the IDF is deliberately targeting journalists. As in all the years that you've worked and monitored the media in Israel and elsewhere, is there any proof that the IDF targets journalists?
Absolutely not. In fact, I would say the complete opposite of the IDF. The IDF does all it can to facilitate accurate reporting for journalists working in the region. I mean, the IDF has come under a huge amount of pressure for not allowing international journalists into the Gaza Strip. This is a war zone, and this is not an unusual thing. In the same way, during the 2003 US-led invasion of Iraq, the international journalists that were reporting there were embedded with the US military. It would have been dangerous to do otherwise. You may have had one or two unilateral reporters on the ground, but that was few and far between. We've seen in this war that reporters are indeed allowed in. Many have embedded with the IDF, or they've gone in using with medical aid organizations. But no, the claim that the IDF targets journalists is simply wrong. And the evidence put out by the IDF today that supports it was targeting Hamas commanders is more than enough. And it's such a shame and such a dereliction of duty that the media did not properly report on that evidence.
What is the evidence that the IDF put out?
The IDF has put out, in addition, I know that they've supported the images that we've seen that are online. I know that they've produced documents that included rosters, a list of training courses, phone directories. In fact, they even, I believe, put out salary documents for al-Sharif. This is him receiving money from Hamas. The IDF has shared and consistently does when and where it can. People seem to forget that sometimes Gaza is a war zone.
Exactly.
And it is still fighting an active enemy inside. And sometimes it's not prudent to put out sensitive material that could, in fact, aid Hamas in continuing to fight the IDF in the Strip. But today we actually saw the IDF did provide plenty of evidence. Although none, as I always say, a picture tells a thousand words, none so much as an image of the man quite literally being kissed on the cheek by the mastermind of the October 7th terror attacks.
Rachel, what impact do you think that this will have on global perceptions of Israel, especially in the media sphere?
Nothing. I think that there'll be, this is simply feeding into a much larger narrative. I don't think this individually is going to have an impact, but I certainly think that it adds to what is already there, a false claim that Israel targets journalists. I think it's going to add more credence to what the CPJ says with regard to Israel targeting journalists. I'd like to point out as well, the CPJ has, you know, put on the names of people that in no way, shape, or form could be considered journalists. I would in fact invite people to go and have a look at the CPJ list. They can see for themselves the individuals that are credited as journalists, some of whom have never been in a newsroom in their entire lives. So
if I can just mention to our listeners that CPJ stands for the Committee to Protect Journalists, which is also has a question
yes.
mark over it in terms of how neutral it is. Am I correct?
Indeed. Yes. But I suppose we would probably say the same about many of these agencies and pressure groups.
Rachel, a last question. The Foreign Press Association, which represents international journalists that are stationed in Israel and the Palestinian territories, released a statement about 2 hours ago saying it was outraged by Israel's killing of journalists in Gaza. Are you surprised that they would release something like that? Is it a rush? Are they under pressure to respond? I mean, One would hope that there would at least be a bit of an investigation or a bit of time before news outlets and journalist body watchdogs issue statements.